ZPH Mobile. Let's see, I heard a KP4, didn't get the rest. This is KP4 CBA, name's David.
KP4 CBA, this is WB4 ZPH. Also David, good evening.
I screwed that up, didn't I? WB4. Alright, so how are you doing this evening?
Just fine. I am on the road home from class. So it's been a bit of a long day, but it was a good day, and I hope yours was also.
It's been an excellent day. I've played two tennis matches, one this morning, one this evening. I just finished some headed home, and let's see, well, something between there, but well, I helped put together a stand for my wife's bird feeder. She we had to relocate it. And that was it's a 9 foot tall stand. You have to screw it together. It was very interesting.
Wow, it sounds like you're trying to make it easy on the birds. If you keep it 9 feet up, they don't have to fly down very far to get the food, huh?
The birds and the squirrels, and she wanted it in a different place. If we'd have put it where it was, I think, well, I don't know if we had to put it any higher, but she had it sitting on the rail of the deck, and of course, you know, the squirrels could just walk right over there. They didn't even have to work at it. Now they have to jump off a tree limb, and, you know, it's a pretty good jump. And it's kind of at a weird angle too, the way the limb is. So they'll have a little challenge, I imagine.
In fact, they will probably at least try it. Seems like the squirrels, they will work extremely hard to get some bird seed. I don't know. You know, it seems like if they put their energy into gathering food elsewhere, they wouldn't go hungry, but I have seen on many occasions, my grandfather had a bird feeder that he would put out and try to feed the birds, but it more often than not, he was feeding squirrels and not birds.
My grandfather on my mother's side, he had some pecan trees, and they were pretty good distance from the house. I don't know how far, but it was a long ways. In fact, it was, they had a big bit of property where they lived on Linhart Road, and he put some those aluminum dish pans together, and he ran a string back to the house, to the back porch, and he would go back there and pull the string every now and then. That was so funny.
That was a sight. Seems like there's all types of entertaining ways to keep squirrels out of the bird feed. I've seen videos before online of, you know, all these contraptions that you know, if you have a pole with a bird feeder on top, you have all these contraptions to kind of keep the squirrels off of it, or things like this. My grandfather eventually took the bird feeder and kind of hung it down from his porch on a string, and it was just unstable enough that if a squirrel jumped on it to try to get himself some bird seed, he would flip backwards and fall off of it.
Pretty smart. Never had thought about that. So, you know, I put the stand together. I'm just doing what I'm told, you know. Oh, me. Well, I'm sitting in the driveway here, Dave. I hate to leave you hanging there on your ride home, but, yeah, be safe out there. I don't know how far you have to go, but anywho, I'm sitting in the driveway here. I'm going to pull into the garage and call it a night. But anyway, so I will clear out of here after your final, KB4CPA. Clear after yours.
Sounds good. Have a good evening. Enjoy the rest of the evening. KB4CBA, this is WB4ZPH. Is that LK Mobile? Is that LK from WB4ZPH? Good evening, Shane. Just getting off work, I assume?
There you go. I was made a couple phone calls and heard you guys in here, and I tell you what, I was just going to comment. It's hard now to not turn on the radio and on this repeater not find a conversation that doesn't include at least one guy named David.
I recognize the same thing. We're just going to have to start identifying people as not David.
/ not David. How are you this evening? Are you working or headed home or headed to?
Well, this evening I am headed home from class, so worked, went to class, now on the way home, and hopefully get a little something to eat when I get there. Everything settled over in Cleveland?
For the smell. The wind's blowing right. It's very strong, and when it gets wet, it's even stronger than that. But yeah, we're back home, and now the house doesn't smell. It's just outside sometimes in the right direction. The wind's blowing, but we officially moved back Monday. I moved some stuff Saturday and Sunday. I was surprised at how much stuff I was able to grab over two or three trips. We took the most important thing, or she did, Tuesday. I was at work when they came down and said she had to leave. I said, grab passports and identification and documents, titles, that thing, that kind of thing, and some clothes. And then we were able to go back. If we lived there, we were able to get back in and grabbed a few more things, and then grabbed a few more things, and then it turned into a lot of things, but we got it all back.
Sounds good. Glad you got back in. Glad everything's settled. Do you know if the rain helped out with the effort up there? I haven't monitored as closely the past couple days. WB4ZPH.
Okay. I think it did really help. It didn't rain as much up there as it did in town. I was in Travelers Rest when that big rain came through, and it flooded the roads pretty quickly, but I don't think it rained nearly as much, but it was good. What they got, it really helped. I don't think it's completely out, but they're almost there, and it's mostly on the northern side headed up the mountain, so I think they may have gotten it out by today. This afternoon it wasn't out completely, but they were working some hot spots inside and a little bit of the perimeter.
They've got it under control or nearly out. I know it's been quite a upsetting event to some, like yourself, having to respond, but hopefully they got it under control. I guess you haven't had, I was going to ask, have you had any time to make any CW contacts, but I guess you haven't had that opportunity much since you have been moving around so much in response.
Couple weeks. It's actually harder with this working this day schedule because you see how late it is when I'm getting home. I'm a little tired when I get home. When I was working at night, I'd wake up in the daytime, or when I first get home from work, I'd do a little bit. But and then on weekends, we've got this wedding coming up, and trying to do things for that, get some supplies, and Beth is Beth is doing most of it, most of the work. Michaela, my daughter that's getting married, she's done some stuff. We had our grandbabies in the hospital. We had our granddaughter, her older sister, over for 5 weeks from last week of January, all through the whole month of February. So just haven't had a lot of radio time.
That sounds like a busy period for you. What, I'm curious, what band do you normally do CW on?
Anything that's open, and you know, time of day has a lot. 20 and 40 is my most productive band. I have a 80 meter end fed that resonates without the tuner on 40 and 80, and then I've got a dipole type. I'm not exactly sure. It's not really a dipole, but it'll work 10 through 40 with a tuner, but it works 20 without a tuner. And I found out that InFed actually works on 160. It resonates on 160 as well. There was a 160 CW contest several weekends ago, and I think I made about, on 160, maybe 20, 25 contacts. So that was a lot of fun.
Neat. Sounds like you got all the bands covered just about. So, yeah, and I can understand the comment about the wedding and all the goings on there. Just last year, two of my brother-in-laws got married, and that was a busy time, but it's a good time. And I'm hopeful that you all will have a good time too. There's something about, you know, weddings and you know, life events like that. They're good to celebrate because it gets the whole family together, and you get more time and create memories that way. As I think back to my wedding, it and leading up to the wedding, it seemed like the most challenging time in my relationship almost. And weddings, man, they are astronomically expensive if you let them be.
Where's that LK? Yes, they can be. We have. Well, Beth's done most of it. This will be our third one that basically we've planned or taken care of. Our oldest son, obviously, her family did most everything. You know, we helped out with the traditional stuff that the groom's family is supposed to do. My youngest son, his wife, her mom is in Germany, and she doesn't have any family here, so we planned all that one too. But my wife is very stressful, and she loves doing it. She doesn't want to do it for a living or for anybody else, but she's done really well at organizing and buying stuff and making some decorations, and we've made it a good celebration. I remember when Beth and I got married 34 years ago, it was in a little church, and you know, basically short ceremony in the church, and then went downstairs to the basement for a little tiny reception, and that was it. And we like to make our kids, you know, it's a celebration. They have a lot of fun. They have a lot of friends come, and they enjoy it. We've had people leave and say, man, that was the best wedding we've ever been to. When are you going to have another one? So that's kind of a proud moment.
Great. Yeah, that's great. And I'm sure your daughter will appreciate all the help. And many years down the road, I'm sure she'll look back and be thankful for the help. So that's great. It's coming up soon, I think you said?
The week after next, weekend, the 13th. We're going to do it on Sunday. It was supposed to be at Table Rock, but we were able to find a place we used for our other daughter's wedding. And actually, our oldest son got married there as well. They found the place first. It's Cleveland Park in Spartanburg. They've got a really nice venue, and we're able to rent it for the Sunday. And can't have it the whole day because the church rents it every Sunday now, but we got it from like 2 in the afternoon, 3 in the afternoon or something like that till midnight. I don't plan on staying that late. I hope we aren't there that late, but it'll be a good time.
Good thing you had an alternate location that worked out. And I think you said it's on it's on Sunday, which that's neat. I think so frequently a lot of people do weddings Saturdays, but you know, I like it, you know, when it lines up and a wedding falls on a Sunday. We did ours on Sunday. It really just kind of, in my mind at least, kind of solidifies the whole spiritual experience of the wedding, so that's great.
Even like the Table Rock venue is very reasonable considering what wedding venues are. The lodge there at Table Rock, you can rent it for a day and got all upstairs and downstairs. There's room to store stuff. There's a big kitchen. There's rooms to change in. And we just make it a day thing and don't have to worry about trying to find a place to do something once the night before. And we do have a dinner the night before somewhere else, but it's worked out for the three other weddings, worked out really well, so hopefully this will be the last one.
If you're good enough at it, then you can do it for a living, or your wife could, it sounds like. You know, there's, like I say, there's good money in it, but it's a lot of work, so. But anyways, trying to think what's new. We talked just a second there about HF. Man, I've been fighting and trying to find a good way to get on HF myself and not been very successful. I've tried several different antennas and I'm just in a very limited area in an HOA. So my wife is herself kind of itching to get out more into the countryside, so maybe that's my path to HF and get out of the neighborhood life. I was originally kind of raised in the country. I grew up in Gallinsville, so and lived around family. All my family lived on family property out there, so I myself would love to kind of get further out and get some space.
I completely understand that. You better get there and do it soon, because that space is getting eaten up fast unless you've still got family property. But my youngest daughter, her and her husband live in a neighborhood, fairly small lots, and we put up an infed on his fence. Of course, this isn't ideal, but he's got 6-foot privacy fence, and we just ran the wire around the fence. It takes 2 90-degree turns, and it worked very well on all the bands. Comes in really well, and made a lot of contacts all over the country, so it's doable. Obviously, it's not ideal, and you know, certain conditions. Maybe not, it doesn't work, but every time I've been over there and every time he's gotten on, there's always activity.
I have not tried that, but it may be worth a try. I've set up an off-center fed dipole in the attic, and it's really kind of finicky, it feels like. And so I've tried a 20 meter double bazooka antenna, a dipole in the attic, and it's much more stable, but I just have so much RFI. I don't know if it's from the neighborhood, because I've isolated the whole house. I've powered the main power off. So much noise. It's like S8 of noise on the radio. So I'm just, you know, there's a lot of the neighbors have solar panels, and there's just a lot of, it just feels like I'm surrounded by noise, so I can't, you know, it's like that old saying, you can't work them if you can't hear them.
That, and I do know, and you probably checked this, the conditions do change. I'll go in there sometimes and, you know, it'll be like an S3, S2, the noise level, and then the next night, it's so noisy, it's not even worth it. I don't know. I'm sure you've checked all that different times or different, you know, different days. But also, do you, I don't know if this would make any difference, but do you have your station grounded at all?
It's not grounded, no. I have started in that direction. So I've gotten everything I need to do a quality grounding job, but I just haven't put any effort to that extent yet. I've got everything but a second ground rod, but I've got a inter-system bonding termination attached to the service ground on the house, and I have a bus bar that I can put in the office in the shack to ground the radios to. So I just have to spend the time and try that. That's about the last thing that I can try. Outside of that, I've tried various orientations of the antenna. I have choked the coax to the point that it's turning blue, it feels like. I put ferrite chokes on anything and everything in the home that would be suspicious. So sometimes it's felt like a mad scientist project from my wife's perspective, I'm sure, but I've almost been pulling my hair out lately with it.
And 4ZLK. I don't know. It could be your location. It might just be a lot of noise around there. The grounding may not. I think grounding always works. It always helps to have your station grounded. I had in Simpsonville. When we lived there. I had it up for a while and had a couple of had an 80 and a 40 meter dipole that I actually connected together and ran off the same coax. And I did okay. I made contact, but just never seemed to be that great. But I didn't have the station grounded either, and they weren't very high off the ground. So, of course, my infed now, it's about 20 feet at the feet end, and then maybe 30 feet at the other end, 25, 30 feet down through the woods. It probably would ideally work better higher, but where I am now, that little first antenna I use at 10 through 40, it's just up 20 feet in the air, and it was working so good. I just kept using it when I first put it up and threw it up to try it out. Kind of thought it'd be a temporary install just to get on the radio and see how it worked, and it worked so well, I just left it where it is. But I also put in a pretty good ground system before I even tried anything. I just wanted to make sure I got a good ground this time. I didn't have one the last time.
I think you're right. I mean, that's the last thing I really need to do, but beyond that, I've attempted nearly everything, and a good ground is it makes sense for safety reasons too. But Shane, I think I'm gonna sign with you here in just a second. I'm just about in the driveway, and I know the repeater needs to go into net mode. I just looked at the clock, and we're getting pretty close to that. So appreciate you chatting with me. Hope you have a good evening, and I imagine I'll hear you on the net later. N4ZLK, this is WB4ZPH.
It was nice talk to you this evening. Hope you get that figured out with the noise. It can be frustrating if it doesn't work when you know that stuff's out there and you want to be involved in it. So I hope you get it figured out soon. Have a good evening, and thanks for the ride along. N4ZLK, 732.